episode 69 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. Today is January 26th, 2012. I'm Matthew Dean Furlough, and this is my adversary, my competitor, my brother, James Furlough.
That is what it's going to be happening, at least in a week or so.
Exactly. Brothers
getting after it. But we prefer not to compete, but rather just, you know, to live harmoniously.
We're not here, you know, this isn't, how does Jim Harbaugh say it? This isn't about us. This is about the teams that are going to be involved in the game.
Exactly.
We got to be focused on the players. And who are the players? Well, I'll tell you what. The players are the corporations that that are part of this whole tech opera. And so this week, like every week, we'll be talking about technology and the continuing corporate opera, or the soap opera of corporations dealing back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and the technology they're developing. But before we get into the heart of the show, we're going to have a short disclosure.
Yes, I work for HP. However, during this podcast, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions. And I'm also going micless, so that's going to be a little interesting. My new one's in the mail, so I've come to recognize that the static is my fault. And so I'm spent some of my fun money to get another cheap microphone. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah. But dude, I did the research. You could buy some really, really nice microphones.
I know, man. Dude, this is
hundreds of dollars range.
I have become an acoustic expert in the last week, and I feel like you've done.
That's impressive.
I know, it is impressive. I feel like you got the input side of all the technology, like, you know, what's out there in the mic realm, and I was doing all the output stereo system. I had a moment of inspiration, and it turns out I've had a pretty good education when it comes to signal processing and power supplies and stuff. And so when I finally decided to actually look into how to build speakers and set up a sound system, like, I had all the basic components, I just never, like, put it together. And so I got really anxious, and thankfully our mom talked me down from dropping a couple $100 on components to start building a speaker system that I wouldn't be able to use. But I was just really stoked. I was like, I figured it out. I can do it now, and I want to build it. But I didn't.
All right.
Anyways, and I'm sure that'll come. I'll find a reason to talk about that in future episodes, because now it's something that I know. I'm an expert.
Cool.
I actually have a lot more research to do. I'm a little too early in the process. But if you want to follow us throughout the week, and we'll talk about stuff similar to what we're talking about, especially in our daily life, you can follow us on the Twitter machine. I am at Matthew D. Furlough.
And I am at James Furlough. What'd you say?
That's my handle.
Oh, that's my handle. Sorry.
And then the Furlough Bros show is at Furlough Bros. You can also find all this information and so much more if you go to furloughbros.com. It's the hub of our digital universe. All of the links to all the articles we talk about, any videos and cool stuff is going to be there. So if you're interested, curious, check it out. And, you know, and we frequently ask if you enjoy the show, you like what's going on, feel free to tell your friends and mention us and, you know, give us a shout out and tell people, recommend, whatnot, because that's the best way to get the show to spread. If you don't like it, keep your mouth shut. And
it's easy.
But yeah, that's it.
Cool.
And you know what I've decided, James? We definitely need to start a controversy. We need to start a controversy.
What do you mean?
So, okay, so last week...
I've tried. Okay, sure.
Yes, so last week, we covered the... What was that, the Dish Network?
The CBS, CNET, Dish.
Yeah.
Hubble Space Telescope. Yeah, no, Hubble?
The Hopper.
Hopper. That was close.
And because what it is basically a DVR that hops over commercials, which was not happy for CBS. CBS owned CNET, told CNET, when CNET decided to give it the best in show for CES,
told
them, how about you not do that? And by doing that, they gave it so much. We talked about it, and we would have never talked about it because It's not that cool of a piece of technology, in my humble opinion.
As someone who does not subscribe to cable, it was not very high on my radar.
Exactly. And now we know about it. We've told all our friends about it. It became this big thing. Why? Because of controversy. Well, I got another fun controversy that sort of came to a head. Okay. There was this dude. His name's Kim.com. Legally changed. He ran a website called Mega Upload that only thieves and dirty, dirty criminals used, and occasionally actual users with legitimate data. Had this, basically, it was a big file upload, file sharing site. It was like a high powered form of Dropbox is really what it was. I actually was a subscriber for about a month and a half, 2 months. And I definitely wasn't using it for illegal purposes. And see, the thing is, when you subscribe to a Mega Upload, they're like base package. All it allowed you to do was to download really fast and do multiple downloads and stuff. You could do unlimited downloads, but it was all like really slow and you could only do one at a time. But if you paid $10 and you had a really good internet connection, I don't know, at the school that you went to on a regular basis, where you got like 100 megs down, you subscribe, and all of a sudden you can download HD quality TV shows. And you know, like all of them, literally every TV show ever in a couple of hours. I only had it for a month or two because that's all I needed to get 7 years worth of entertainment.
Oh man.
So there's that. But what was interesting about this, I say all this as not just to, you know, confess to crimes, but because...
Which, just for the record, the Furlough Bros does not condone stealing of other people's copyrighted material.
Of course
material,
not. Who said we stole it? No, this is not a truthful story. This is a, what's the word? It's a, it's a...
Supposable?
Wait. It's a what's that kind of story where it's, man, I can't remember
parable?
The word. Maybe a parable is the one I'm looking for. It's a story. It's like a made up anecdote that is common amongst
fable?
People. Understand? Fable is not the word I'm looking for. I don't remember what it was. That, not important. The point is, this is not necessarily, you know, my experience. It is.
Oh, okay.
Totally is.
That was very specific for it to be a random story.
legal disclaimers. Anyways, the point was the site got shut down because people were using it for illegal. They were not policing what material was being uploaded into their site, what was being downloaded, which made them criminally accountable. So. They live in New Zealand, and the New Zealand police and I think it was the FBI, they all kind of went in and took him to jail and shut down all the servers. Turns out you can't legally do that, so they had to let him go. But it generated a tremendous amount of interest. People were really curious. So Kim.com announced he was going to be reopening up Mega Upload under the new name Mega. And I know. And
His last name originally wasn't .com.
Oh no.
Right?
No, no, okay. No. It's Kim, KIM space .com. I mean, it's
right. Oh no, no, I know. I was just like, wow, how crazy would that be if your last name was .com?
Yeah, it just turns out, just so happens that you're a giant online, you know, person. And not just physically, although definitely physically. but what's interesting is like he was had already been convicted of other crimes before all this happened. He's actually kind of a criminal. He's not like the coolest dude, which is part of the problem. Is he was arguing I shouldn't have to regulate this site, and all the governments were like, yeah, but you're still using it for criminal activities. So Mega is this like where it's like this thing's going to be clean. He's not going to do any illegal. He's not going to use it for illegal activities for himself. He's going to keep it completely clean. He's just not going to regulate it. So basically, everybody was like, wait, Mega Upload is back. We can use it for what we used it for. But he now has, you know, now can't, you know, he's got some more protection So what was the so this is the big question. How many people are using it? First day usage. I had so many people the first day turned on early this week. First day it turned on, they crashed the site because of how many people, the server farm, because of how many people were hitting
it.
They signed, they registered 1 million new users. I don't say how many of those are paying, how many of those are just like registered, but still, 1 million new users in the first day, and by like Wednesday or Thursday, it was top 15 websites visited in the world. It was unbelievable.
So let me get this straight. It's still doing essentially the same thing?
Yes.
Huh. All right.
Yes.
Wow.
From what I mean, maybe they're doing something different. I didn't register yet. So maybe it's being used differently, but from what I understand, the purpose is to bring it back and just to have it be a separate entity from what it was. So that is one legal battle, and now Mega is back up and for another legal battle.
I'm sure that'll end well for him.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be pretty. It's one of those ones where it's like, you know, use it as a secondary backup. You don't use it as your primary backup. But my point in all of this is that controversy sells, James. We have to get somebody to try to shut us down, because that is one heck of a way to generate interest.
I think our logo gets us halfway there. We just need to keep it going.
You what?
I think our logo gets us halfway there.
I know, exactly. We gotta get more controversial, man.
We need to start spreading some of our own insider Apple information.
That's right.
That's what we need to do. I mean, it will only really last one hype cycle. But for that one hype cycle,
I can say that's all it takes, man. If you can do that occasionally, get a bad reputation, people will pay you tons of money. And that's, you know, look at Gawker. Let's be honest. Wow, that was. But anyways, I thought it was interesting.
Have you ever used Simple Note?
Yes, I have. Not a lot, but I have used it.
That is the one and only note-taking app that I use on my phone, because it has the iPhone app and the web interface, which means I can take, you know, that has obvious benefits. And it's all, you know, synced over the internets.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, it's better than Apple's built-in notes app. You can also tag stuff, you know, so I like have, yeah, you can add tags to your notes so it's easy to searchable. You can add someone's email to it, and it will automatically share that note with the person. You know, it's got some cool features to it. And as of recently, they have been kind of like going through this new server deal, trying to get a little bit more reliability. Because I will admit, there have been times when it's been highly unreliable. To the point where Lifehacker kicked it off of its recommendation as a number one, and it like got slotted into like number. They were like, we want to love you, Simple Note, but you're just not reliable enough for us. So, they had some big news this week. They are getting bought.
Really?
By Automattic, the company of WordPress.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, it turns out that the Automattic founder, Matt Mullenweg, and who should be like a personal hero of everybody.
Yeah. I hate him, but that's for personal reasons.
Ah, yes. No, you should hate the dancing Matt. Not Matt Mullenweg.
No. Matt, what's his last name?
Mullenweg.
Matt Mullenweg owns MA.TT.
True.
And he has the URL I want, which is, you know, MA.TT. I know, and that's why I hate him, because we're not friends. We can't be friends.
So anyways. That guy, who everyone but people named Matthew like, he has been a longtime fan of Simple Note.
Yeah.
And so he bought it and was like, no, we're not shutting it down. We're actually just going to make it better. And
nice.
we're adding people and resources to it, which is like normally the opposite of when a company like this gets bought.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, well, yeah, we're not closing down the service, but active development is ended. And then it's just kind of like you throw your hands up, export everything, and go find a new one.
Right.
And
for the record, if you do not like Simple Note for whatever reason, iCloud automatically syncs all your contacts across your devices, and you just go to iCloud.com, and you can do all your notes from there. You can view and edit them.
Okay.
for the record.
I appreciate the record. Can you tag stuff and share them with other people?
Maybe. I don't know.
Worth looking into. Yes. Anyways, I saw that and I was pretty pumped. I was like, oh, cool. And apparently they said, where was it in this? They said that they first met him and so after they bought him or after, yeah. Matt bought them, he was like, oh yeah, hey, by the way, we also just bought simplenote.com. So we can now point to that URL. You're welcome.
Nice.
Because they were like simplenote.com/appspot.com, or it was a weird URL. So they were just like, whoa, you're amazing. We love you. Yes. Thank you for buying us.
Yeah, I would say Matt is actually a pretty cool dude. I mean, he's incredibly talented and has been unbelievably successful. More reasons for me to not like him.
Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty cool when you get bought and he's like, so I know that there's this URL that you've always wanted, and so you've been putting up with the subpar one. Yeah, I went and bought that URL for you. You're welcome.
Yeah, because I'm rich and can. You're awesome.
Yes, we love you. And so, I tend to believe him when he says we're not planning on shutting you down and throwing at you.
When you make a big investment in order to, like, right out the gate, improve the product so it's more user friendly. That's huge. I mean, that's a big deal. What's interesting to me is that SimpleNote didn't buy SimpleNote.com before picking the app name. That seems like that's.
I don't think they were making. Well, I don't know.
Well, it's just one of those
So what I do know is that originally it was hosted on AppSpot, which is Google's app engine.
Yeah.
And so it was like simplenote.appspot.com. And then they switched over to like an Amazon server and then somewhere in the middle there they changed to it was like simple-appspot.com so they've gone through a couple iterations, and my guess is by the time they were like, hey, we should actually buy the URL, someone already owned it, was squatting on it, and they're like, we want $1 million.
Right.
I don't think they were making any money off of it, so they're like, all right.
Yeah, well, then you can just own that.
Yeah. I mean, they have SimpleNote in the App Store, which is my guess is where most people discover them.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's funny, like App Development 101, you read any app development book, you take any app development class, they always tell you, when you pick the name of your app, also make sure that it's an open URL, so you can buy the URL before you launch the app. That's like, that's just, and what they should have done was bought simplenote.com and then forwarded it to simplenote.appthing.com, forwarded it to the... But yeah. Whatever, they're successful. They have a successful app with a huge user base and just got bought for a bunch of money. Who am I to criticize?
Literally, they did something right.
Yeah. I don't like Matt.